Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, the show where Delia, Mare, and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, and tonight, Princess Andy, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty, cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com, and sultry co-host of tonight's sissified and feminized fun.
Hello, this is Princess Andy over here on FunSexPrincessBlog.com, and I want to thank you ladies for having me tonight. I am super excited to be here, and I am so tickled to be talking with Miss Marilyn and you about the sissy story tonight.
Well, thank you, Princess Andy. Now, I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? This week, we have a Three Mistress Very Sexy show for you. We always have a sexy show, right? And we are going to have great fun with the sissy soiree. I personally can't wait to hear all of the details. So, sissies, this show goes out to you. Everybody hang on, put on your panties, and get ready to get hot.
Welcome back, sissy girls. Well, tonight we are going to kick things off with a sissified sex toy review, and, well, I think this week's sex toy review is going to have to begin with a question. I wonder, just what in the world could possibly be better than blue balls? Well, that just happens to be pink and purple sex toy balls. Tonight, I'll be featuring the Single Dildo Magic Ball from Stockring.com, and we're going to chat about exactly why this toy makes the perfect sissy sex toy. The Magic Ball is a sex toy ball akin to those bouncy exercise balls you've seen around the gym, but let's face it, riding a nice slick dildo while you bounce makes for much better exercise, don't you think, girl? This PVC ball supports up to 350 pounds, so it's pretty much made to be ridden hard and fast. Attached to it is a 6-inch long dildo with a medium girth that is perfectly firm in comparison to the PVC ball. This sex toy ball is offered in both a girly pink and a sultry feminine purple, and I highly recommend that you get the pink and purple lingerie to match when you take this toy for a ride. It does include a hand pump, so you can quickly inflate the toy for play, quickly deflate it for storage amongst your silky unmentionables. The PVC material is gorgeous and smooth, and it's compatible with both water-based and silicone lube. If you like having your sissy pussy pounded, be sure to cover up the dildo portion of the toy with the condom to make cleanup a breeze, keeping in mind that PVC cannot be sterilized. This will keep playing with this toy clean, safe, and sexy time and time again. Now let's get to the really good part. And that's all the different ways that you can have fun with the magic ball. A sissy who loves strap-on play couldn't dream of a more perfect toy. This dildo does have a nice medium girth, so it's best suited to those experienced in anal play. If you happen to be an anal newbie, I suggest stopping by analtrainingphonesex.com. That is a blog that Miss Delia and I share, so you can get started on training that sissy pussy and work up to this toy in due time. I, for one, can say that there are a few things hotter than watching a sissy pussy get fucked on cam, and this toy has led to some new fantasies for me. I want to see one of my sissy sluts in fishnets and matching lingerie go to town on this thing on one of my sexy future calls. And I know you girls do not want to see Mistress Sad Face now, do you? Make it happen. Or, better yet, make it a mistress gangbang with Princess Andy, Mistress Delia, and I. Now, I also know that a few of my girls do prefer the more sensual aspect of feminization, and some of you just aren't as into ass play as I am. The good news for you is that I have lots of ideas for the magic ball, and no, they don't all involve your butt, so don't worry. Strap-on cuckolding happens to be a favorite scene of mine. That's where I ride a dildo that gives me more pleasure than your sissy clitty could while teasing you senseless. And there's a fantasy I would love to explore on my call. If you happen to be a real-time sissy sub, or even in a vanilla relationship, why not try out this toy with a lady in your life and enjoy the show while she enjoys the ride? Now that I have planted that sexy seed, head over to stockroom.com and pick up the single dildo magic ball so you can get bouncing.
Oh, Miss Marilyn, that is a fucking hot toy. And I love the purple. I could think of a sissy slut on her knees with one, you know, sucking that nice cock off with handles, mind you. I love that it has handles. It's the coolest thing. And then, you know, using the other one to bounce on. And they're so damn affordable, you could get two.
Mm-hmm.
And then think of the exercises you could do on them. I mean, sit-ups and crunches and planks and balancing. I mean, think of holding a plank on this exercise-type ball with a cock in your mouth, getting that core worked out. Fuck yeah, sissies, you better get this. Welcome back, everybody. Now, Miss Delia is going to take a bit of a back seat this week. You all know that I have a special love for cross-dressing and sissies, but tonight is all about the hard work Miss Marilyn and Miss Andy have done to get the sissy soiree ready for the 28th of June. If you would like to see my feminization blog for and by my sexy readers, head over to femfabulous.com and have a sexy read. Maybe you will learn a few new things. The blog does cover some of my favorite topics, like a mini course on how to get from briefs to panties. There are lingerie reviews, feminization interviews, and sexy tidbits like sissy rules, written by my blog readers. But I digress. Tonight is all about the sissy soiree, and I, for one, am very excited about the upcoming soiree. So let's get this party started. Miss Marilyn, after the song, I'm going to let you just take it away.
Well, thank you, Mistress Delia, and welcome back, everybody. And I have a special welcome to the sissy, the panty boys, the cross-dressers, and general men and femme. Tonight, Princess Andy and I are going to chat all about the upcoming sissy soiree. And I know quite a few of you have been all too excited about hearing the dirty details. I am so excited to have Princess Andy here as a guest star, and I know that tonight is going to be an absolute blast. To begin, here is your need-to-know, girl. All feminization fans are invited. We're calling it the Sissy Soiree, but this is intended to be an all-around girls' night, even if you happen to be a guy who just loves to wear girls' panties. The Sissy Soiree is taking place on Saturday, June 28th, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be joining Princess Andy and Goddess Lily on Cog Radio and in the Community Kink Adult chat room for one hell of a party. Now, for those of you listening to the show and who aren't chatting with us right now, that is www.communitykink.com. And I suggest you get your fabulous sissy asses here before I reach through the airwaves and digitally spank you. Rumor has it that the very sexy Mistress Vivian and the sultry Miss Audrey will also be making appearances at the Sissy Soiree. And remember, You'll never know which other gorgeous LDW ladies might be popping into the party unless you show up yourself. Miss Andy, Miss Lily, and I are already having a blast putting this event together for you girls, and the fun has already started. Even if you're not already a member of our Enchantrix Empire social network, it's definitely the time to join because the Sissy Soiree group is in full girly swing. This is your one-stop shop for any news about the upcoming event. And this is also where you can chat about the sexy lingerie you're planning on wearing for the night, or talk about what feminine swimwear you're planning on wearing for the swimsuit contest. Oh, you heard that right. There will be a swimsuit contest, but you'll get more details on that from Princess Andy in a moment. The fun certainly doesn't stop there either. All throughout June, leading up to the soiree on the 28th, your soiree mistresses we'll be posting sissified blogs to tease those sissy clitties senseless. Miss Andy over at phonesexprincessblog.com is already on a roll helping you out with your sissy shopping. Miss Lily has been indulging your feminization fantasies over at eroticphonemistress.com. And you know I definitely been having my fun over at kinkadvisor.com, teaching you a trick or two about perfecting your sissy lingerie. Tonight, I'm going to take the opportunity to give my girls a few hints about the attire I would adore seeing you in at the soiree. That is if you plan on impressing me, of course. I mean, I'd hate to have to stop my dancing just to give an over-the-knee spanking for a naughty girl who can't get her outfit together. Those of you who know me well might have heard that I have a severe obsession with gorgeous lingerie, retro styles, and fetish wear in particular. It all started the day that a pair of sheer black Cuban-heeled, fully fashioned stockings from what Katie did showed up on my doorstep, thanks to someone that we know around Enchantrix Empire's Peter T's toy. Thank you! Ever since I felt the silkiness of pure nylon against my legs, minus the snagtastic elastane, my love for back seams went from an inherent feminine fashion sense to an honest-to-goodness fetish. Simply put, I get wet working my metal garter clips and enjoying my stocking-clad legs in the mirror, and I get even more slippery having my stockings worshipped by a sissy hoping to earn the right to slip into a pair of her own. If you want to make me happy, stockings are a must at the soiree. I will look forward to seeing my sluts in fishnet, my good girls in white FFS, and any wannabe girl with good taste wearing a pair with a gorgeous lace trim. Next up, my love of corsetry is hardly a secret either. If you head on over to kinkadvisor.com, you'll get to hear all about why I think corsets are the perfect lingerie to bring out that sissy waistline and exactly how to decode those laces and grommets into a sexy feminization escapade. You'll also get treated to a few sultry tips and tricks to improve your game when picking out your swimwear for the swimsuit competition, and I think it's about time to get the naughty details about the contest from our guest star, Princess Andy.
The reason I'm here tonight is to share this very exciting and sexy information with you. Miss Marilyn, Miss Lily, and I have been plotting and scheming to throw one heck of a party for just us girls. I know on the 28th, everyone that attends will not walk away empty-handed. And that's whether or not we allow you to stroke those sissy clitties. A little hint, boobies, anyone? Boobies.
I know the secret. You guys are making me so curious. Damn.
Oh, yeah, boobies. Everyone is invited to attend, and we encourage to enter our very own swimsuit contest. Listen up, girls. These are the rules. To be eligible for the contest, stop by one of the participating mistresses' blogs and leave a sexy and thoughtful comment. The blogs are Miss Marilyn, kinkadvisor.com, eroticphonemistress.com, that's Mistress Lily, and my blog, phonesexprincessblog.com. Swimsuits only. This includes monokinis, pinkinis, one-pieces and swim dresses, swim skirts. Cover-ups are acceptable. Sundresses and bras and panties are not swimsuits and do not count. To enter, you must take a discreet picture of yourself in your swimsuit. You can keep your pretty face away from the camera if you are shy. And after you are done, email your entry to Andy, that is A-N-D-I, at EnchantrixEmpire.com with swimsuit contest in the subject line. If you're taking a picture, don't worry. It's for the mistress's eyes only. And if you're still too shy, don't worry. There's another way to enter. All you have to do is cut out a photo of your dream swimsuit and post it in the swimsuit contest of our Enchantrix Empire Sissy Soiree group. One entry per person. So to enter the contest, all submissions need to be put in by June 22nd at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. That's Sunday, June 22nd at 12 a.m. Eastern. And don't worry, I want to stress this again. All photo submissions are discreet and for mistress's eyes only. Swimsuit contest prizes. We'll have first, second, and third place winners, so don't forget to comment for your chance to win. First prize is an amazing 5-minute, 3 mistress sissy audio tease with Miss Marilyn, Miss Lily, and me. Second prize is a free 5-minute sissy audio generously donated from the beautiful Miss Cooper. And third prize is a very sexy photographed picture of Miss Marilyn. So don't forget to sign up, comment, and dress up, sissies. This is going to be an awesome time. So put on your dancing heels, ladies, and join us on the 28th for our very own sissy soirée. That's just a fancy word for party. And I know us girls just want to have fun. That sounds like that could be a really good song.
I know. I'm definitely going to be there. This is sounding hotter and hotter. I love it.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome back, sissy girls. Well, I'm looking at that invisible watch that I wear yet again, and, you know, I'm thinking it's that very particular time of the evening. Do you know what time it is, Miss Delia?
I have a feeling that it might be sissy stroking time.
That's right. It is stroking time. So, whether you're a dude who just loves stroking that cock for your mistress or a sissy with a clitty, we mistresses came up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke to. So let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure. But most importantly, come on now. No coming. You are all honorary sissy pets tonight after all.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. I just have to say, wow, what a show this is. I am so happy that Miss Andy could be here and talk about this very sweet, sexy, and special sissy celebration. Now, I know personally Miss Delia, for one, is very excited for June 28th. And ladies, I hope it is a smashing sissy success.
Thank you so much, Miss Delia.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
Oh, well, it looks like it might be time for our schedule news. So for yours truly, keep an eye on my schedule page. That's at kinkadvisor.com/schedule this week. I will be returning to a regular schedule soon, and this is your go-to method to find out when you can catch me for some sexy and kinky fun. Until then, catch me as you see me, and please feel free to email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com for an appointment. If I can make the time to play, and if my vibrator is charged, well, you know I most certainly will. Lastly, any sissies in the room, I'm going to stress this one more time because I don't want you to miss out on any of the fun. Do head over to EnchantrixEmpire.com and join the group for the Sissy Soiree, which will take place on June 28th. And I know you're going to want to stay abreast to all the upcoming events.
Well, starting in July, which is just around the corner, I will start being available from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And I do take appointments. I'm generally off on Wednesdays, but none of this is set in stone. Flexibility is something I admire inside and outside of the bedroom. So please contact Live Health if you need your Andy fix. You just might get lucky.
And for me, Miss Delia, I am here generally weekdays from about 8 in the morning to about 6 at night. Again, I might be here a little bit earlier and stay a little bit later. And it's really important that you email me for appointments. I know this is not always possible, so have Live Help or Dispatch just call my cell. And if I can take your call, I will. And I have a cute little story. This week, I actually got a call at 2 in the morning from one of the dispatchers saying, "Miss Delia, there's someone who's having a submissive emergency and would love to talk to you." So I said, "Well, sure, that sounds fine." And we ended up talking for an hour and we solved all the problems of the world. And that's just what I mean, and I think maybe what Miss Andy said, too, about flexibility being something very, very important. So remember, if I can take a call and you can find a way to connect with me, it's going to happen. It absolutely will.
Oh, I love it. I really like that story. That was so cute. I, for one, have had so much fun tonight. Miss Delia, it was great partying with you. Princess Andy, I was so happy to have you as a guest star. This was just so much fun. Thank you both. And to everybody in the chat room for tuning in for a spanking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of feminization and panty-wearing coercion. Have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
Oh, my. Time sure does fly by with you, too. I love it. Thank you so much for having me on. And for those of you that are tuning in, thank you. I had a really good time and invite you to visit my blog, bonesexprincessblog.com, and look forward to seeing all you sissies over at Enchantrix Empire joining the group and talking all things sissies. And I really look forward to partying with you on the 28th. Have a great night. Mwah.
Well, this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for recaps of this week's show and a very sexy picture. Oh, a very sexy picture of that sex toy, that bouncy ball sex toy with a dildo and handles that Miss Marilyn talked about today. Remember to be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. And everyone, have a hot and sexy week.